Dallas Seavey and Aaron Burmeister were the first two into Koyuk this afternoon. Seavey led by only 3 minutes, though his 50-mile run from Shaktulik was the fastest by far, only 7.5 hours. Ellie Zirkel and Jesse Royer arrived later in the afternoon. Emily Schwing is in Koyuk. Emily, winds picked up yesterday, but the temperature is less brutal than it has been for mushers. How is the weather impacting the race?
Yeah, it's about 14 degrees above zero today here in Koyuk. It's, the rest of the race, it's been as cold as 50 below. So this is a huge change. Yesterday when we left Caltag, it was 25 below. So, that warm weather is kind of giving mushers a well-deserved break. It is a little warm for sled dogs with thick coats. But here in Koyuk in the dog yard, all the dogs of the four teams that are currently in, Allie Zirkel, Jesse Royer, Dallas Seavey, and Aaron Burmeister, all those dogs are kind of cashed out and having a bit of a rest.
So no one has a significant lead right now. Aaron Burmeister and Dallas Seavey arrived in Koyuk within minutes of each other. Jeff King, Jesse Royer, and Allie Zirkel were close behind them. What does this mean, all these teams so close together? How will this play out?
Yeah, so Allie Zirkel and Jesse Royer also arrived within minutes of each other. And, it all depends on what is happening on the trail ahead. Aaron Burmeister broke trail through about 4 inches of snow here in Sequoyuk, which definitely sort of burned some of that energy his dog team had. Dallas Seavey got lucky and was able to take advantage of an already broken trail. But everybody coming in here today is saying that the run was long, slow, and they're trying to figure out what the game plan is from here, because there's probably more fresh snow on the trail. And with the way the wind had been last night, it's likely drifted in places. Although a local told me that it was not windy here at all in Koyuk overnight, just that the snow came down like crazy.
Emily, what do you think is yet to come as teams leave Koyuk for villages and White Mountain?
Oh, I don't have a crystal ball. You know, that's a tough question to answer. We are looking at some tired dog teams. We are looking at some tired mushers. You know, it's real late in the race at this point. Weather-wise, there's fresh snow on the trail. We're on the coast, so it's likely to be windy. And with that fresh snow, we could see some ground blizzards. Things could get dramatic. They usually tend to. It is the Iditarod, but things could just kind of calm down and people could cruise to Nome. I don't think we'll know until we actually get to White Mountain and start looking at who's arriving and how they rest in that 8 hours.
All right, Emily, thank you so much for that update from Koyuk.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks a lot, Lori.